It's here and now, and here we are 3 days after the midterm election. Some Senate race is still undecided.
So maybe, Jeremy, they should take a cue from Lincoln County, Kentucky. Two local races were tied there, so under Kentucky law, they were decided by a casting of lots. And one of the candidates involved, John Salee Jr., said that solution is not that unusual.
I've heard of it before because it had happened before around here. So we were tied, so I said, well, okay, whatever y'all say, we'll do. You could flip cones, you could draw straws, roll the dice.
Roll the dice. They ended up flipping a coin to decide both a Crab Orchard City Commission race and Mr. Salee's bid for a Stanford City Council seat. He was tied with Peggy Hester, 377 votes each.
Yeah, well, it was kind of tense. I reckon they had us come into the county clerk's office, and there was a couple other people from Crab Orchard that tied also, so they'd done a coin flip. Miss Hester and I were tied, so they'd done another coin flip, and I won, and that's how it happened.
After winning, Mr. Salee said his first order of business was getting work done to improve the sidewalks in town.
Unless he loses a rock, paper, scissors match with somebody else in the town. Well, it took just a coin toss to make him happy, but what about the rest of us? New research shows that your well-being, your happiness, may be linked to your age, but your happiness could also be linked to your location. As people get older, reaching middle age, their level of happiness drops, according to the study, but only if they live in the affluent West. The study appears in the medical journal The Lancet, and the BBC's health editor, Michelle Roberts, is with us from London to talk about it. Michelle, welcome.
Hello there.
Well, tell us more about this study. And first, the researchers were looking at well-being. How did they measure that in subjects?
The researchers were looking at three basic measures to assess how happy people were. So one was looking at how satisfied people were with their lives. That's evaluative well-being. They also looked at hedonic well-being, which is how are your moods? Are they, you know, are you feeling generally happy or are you sad or angry day to day? And they also looked at another thing about whether your life has purpose and meaning. That's eudaimonic well-being. And what they found was they could broadly categorize different parts of the world and group them together. So the affluent West, as we've heard, generally people start off in life with a very high level of happiness, and it stays high throughout life, but it does dip at one point, and that's mid-age, so between the ages of about 45 and 54. Whereas in places like sub-Saharan Africa, you start with a very low baseline of life satisfaction, and it stays at that same rate. It sort of flat lines across all the way through life. Whereas in places like Latin America, the Caribbean, and also the former Soviet Union in Eastern Europe, you start with a sort of middle range of happiness at birth, and then gradually that declines as you age.
So you're still actually better off in terms of happiness if you're in the, as we say, affluent West. If you're in the U.S. or if you're in parts of Western Europe, you do have a dip, but you start at a higher level and you come back to it.
Precisely. I mean, in the high-income English-speaking countries, they measured on naught being the worst possible life and 10 being the best possible. You start off at about 7.5 in the high-income countries, and you end up at 7.5 at the end of your life as well. But it's just they noticed in middle age, you know, the 45-54 age range, it tends to dip. And the researchers think the reason for that is that we can link it to economy. Basically, we all try to sort of work hard at that point in our life to, if you like, feather the nest for the future, because you know that you're going to have a longer elderly period that you need to support yourself through. And so at the expense of your current happiness and physical sort of, you know, well-being, you might increase your working to try and offset that problem in the future.
So in middle age, you start to realize that you got some work to do.
Precisely. They think that might be why. I mean, obviously, there's going to be lots of complex things going on, but that's the general theme that's coming through this. Whereas in sub-Saharan Africa, satisfaction is very low throughout life because obviously life there is very hard. You know, there's a lot of stress, there's a lot of worry. In the what they call the transition countries, so the former Soviet Union, life satisfaction tends to tail off gradually as you age. And they think it's because some of the LD people there that live in those countries had a system that they've lost. So the overthrow of communism means that although it may not have been a perfect model, it gave their life a meaning and in some cases their pension and their health care. Mm. And that's now gone, which would explain the tailing off.
So what about that U-shape in the West? When it comes back up, do we know why you get happier as you age after that dip?
You might expect, because somebody's elderly and becoming more frail, that that has a negative impact on their well-being. But that's not what we're seeing. I mean, although it's true that as you're becoming older, you've got a higher chance of having poorer health, it would appear that satisfaction in these other three areas that I spoke about, you know, so how satisfied are you with your life? Are you generally happy in yourself? And do you feel like you've got purpose and meaning? All of those things seem to buffer against this loss of maybe physical health, so that overall life satisfaction actually is a bit higher than when you were in your 50s.
Michelle, you are the health editor for the BBC. You probably see happiness studies on a monthly basis, if not more. How does this fit into the overall research on happiness and well-being?
Well, we have known for some time that just because you're getting older doesn't mean that you become less happy. And we have known that economy is linked to happiness, not that money does equate to happiness, but equally, if you have a distinct lack of resources and infrastructure in the country, that does cause stress and, you know, unrest. So it does confirm what we've suspected. But obviously, having this kind of data and hopefully more data, because they didn't manage to get so much high level data from the low and middle income countries, where obviously the need is more. By 2050, the world's population age 70 will total around 2 billion, and about 80% of those will be living in the low and middle income countries. And that's where a lot of the burden is going to be. So it's important to know what interventions to put in those places.
Michelle Roberts, health editor from the BBC, joining us from London. And we've got more about this study at our website, hereandnow.org. Michelle, thank you.
You're welcome.